Welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
Fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And me, Craig Hazel. Game week 24 is over. We're entering game week 25. The transfer window is coming to the end in a week of massive transfers. As usual, we're going to go through all of the fantasy football goings on. We're going to answer all your questions. And later on, obviously, we have our final part, infamous quiz. We're going to start, before we even talk about fantasy football results, because we can't ignore it, in the big transfer. The big, big transfer of the week, of the month. Of a few years in a proper old school swap.
Yeah.
Alexis Sanchez, Mkhitaryan going the other way in a straight swap, which
don't
is.
You see swaps
anymore. Mate, yeah. It's very retro. It's like swaps like that haven't been seen since you swapped like Pogs and Paninis at school.
Paninis when Craig went to school.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He swapped actual paninis. Yeah, like ham and cheese. Paninis. Here's my bacon and brie. Love an avocado panini.
Oh, panini stickers. Yeah, I went to a posh school. Yeah,
so stickers off paninis.
I had a sticker panini, but we all had that.
Yeah, I've got a grilled tuna. Have you? Yeah. I've been having the grilled tuna for ages.
It's a shiny. It is a weird one, though, isn't it? The old swap.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's very communist. No money. Get the money out of it. Just do a swap.
I'm an Arsenal fan. I'm not one of the bitter Arsenal fans that I've been seeing on social media. Someone was so angry they referred to Sanchez as the Chilean Craig Bellamy.
What?
I don't know why.
That's a compliment.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't understand it.
Just because he's small, I guess. Yeah. But I'm not angry. He didn't want to play for us.
I'm a little angry that Wenger
didn't do it when he could have got
£100 million
for it. But I think Mkhitaryan.
It's worked out well. Actually. I don't think you'd have got Mkhitaryan otherwise. I think if you'd.
It's a very good point.
I think in the contract, Mkhitaryan with a full contract is worth more than Alexis Sanchez. On 6 months to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess the question is, would you have signed Mkhitaryan a year ago? Yes. And you nearly sold Sanchez a year ago in Arsenal. So he is a good player. And it's that whole, they're hoping the Di Maria thing happens where it didn't quite work out at United, but it will work out somewhere. He's a very good player.
Yeah,
no proper United fan will tell you the Mkhitaryan's shit.
Yeah.
It's not true. And you know that Alexis Sanchez will be turned into like a tough tackling wing back within about 3 weeks.
That's the thing. Yeah, there's been a lot
Dirty
of
Dirty Sanchez, that'd be his new nickname.
How's it? Yeah, it would be. That's nice. I like that.
Thanks, man. They're like your favourite celebrities, Dirty Sanchez.
I love the boys from Dirty Sanchez.
Do you remember Dirty Sanchez?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
the Welsh boys.
I've worked with them a few times. I've got photos with them.
Now we've got the blue tick. That's who I should be approaching.
Pritch and Bainton.
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't, for anyone who's
come in the studio,
new to the podcast from overseas or went out in the early noughties and left the house.
I think I'll sum it up. If you know Jackass, they're like a really posh British Russian.
Sure.
It was like Jackass guys, but in suits.
It was so mad, wasn't
it?
It was basically a few like boys from the valleys who watched Jackass and went, well, we'll do worse than that. Let's fucking hit ourselves in the head with this. And that was it. Their live show, right? They used to do a live show at like, I used to work for like a youth holiday company and they used to do, we used to do music festivals and they would like break up the entertainment and the music. Honestly, one of their bits was ripping a fishing hook out of the other one's ear.
Brilliant.
Smashing light bulbs over each other and putting mouse traps on their balls. Seven nights a week. That was their live show.
Oh, they're my heroes.
Dirty
they're
Sanchez. But anyway, you can already see Alexis Sanchez being nullified into some
boring
wingback.
And you can already see us going off topic and talking about anything other than football.
About a Welsh entertainment show in the 90s. Book them for Big Brother or I'm sorry.
Oh, please
book
do.
Book Pritchard for that.
Pritch and Damon,
I think Sanchez is going to do mega well.
Do you?
They're going to ruin people now.
Why?
Are you mental? Are you two off your tits?
But why?
I'm not one of these bitter Arsenal fans that are going to say, no, it won't work out. He's a fucking great player and he'll play well anywhere, I reckon. But, I don't know if he'll excel there like everyone thinks he's going
to. I'm surprised he went. Because I still don't see what's in Man United winning a title anytime soon.
Why does he want to be there other than Arsenal?
I wish we'd Twitch.
No, I don't know. He's stupid. I see why he's left Arsenal.
I don't see why he's going to be significant. He's going to get more money. But if you want more money, go to fucking China, mate. Go to Pella.
He's been to Barca.
And swim in your fucking vault of gold with fucking. Yeah, but
it's not Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's more likely to win stuff at Man United than he is at Arsenal.
True.
Much more. But it's going to get paid more.
But why not City?
Yeah, but then he'd be on the bench at City, so he could say the same thing.
Yeah, but
it wasn't his choice not to go to City.
Yeah, they wanted more. But I mean, Equally, if he'd gone to City, he would be sat on the bench or rotated.
He would get rotated, definitely.
Man United have got a well good team, apart from all the fake shit players they've got. So they've got a few good players like Pogba, the striker, but they're surrounded.
The striker. Lukaku, you mean?
Yeah, striker boy.
So what do you see? Do you see now like a Lukaku, Rashford, a Sanchez and Martial kind of rotating that four?
Yeah, except for the thing is now they can bin off Rashford and Martial.
Rashford's a phenomenal talent. Rashford is,
but he don't get the minutes. He's not kind of the bench guy. He's not good.
And Martial is not good.
He's very good.
He's fucking not.
He is.
But Sanchez is actually good. Yeah. He's way better than both of them.
It'd be interesting how Dirty Sanchez does. That's what we're calling him now.
Dirty Sanchez. But
it's an interesting one. I just like the straight swap. I think it's a good deal. I think both parties have come out thinking that they've done all right there. Arsenal got rid of a player who didn't really want to play for them and was going to leave anyway. Mkhitaryan's a very talented player who, for whatever reason, wasn't working out, probably because Mourinho plays horrible anti-football a lot of the time. So it will be interesting. We had to talk about it.
We had to talk about it. I guess the only thing is
if they were on, they were both at the start of a contract, Sanchez is a much better player.
Yeah.
Yes. But people keep going on about the money and all that kind of jazz. But the thing was, is that he had 6 months left. That people keep saying, but if he didn't, he did. Yeah, so Arsenal had to make a deal.
He shouldn't have had, but he did.
No, he should have. Do you not think Wenger tried to? Wenger's done the best deal possible at the moment for Arsenal.
And the thing Wenger hasn't done is made Arsenal into a good team whilst he's been there. If they'd done something, he would have stayed.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Wenger has
done really well, you know, with what he's been left, but he's been left with it because of his. So it's like going, I had £1 million, spunking it all, and having £4 left and going, yeah, but I bought like 18 loaves of bread discounted.
I don't like any of that metaphor. It's the same as when Van Persie left and a load of Arsenal fans lost their shit and were like, he's a scumbag, why has he left? And he won the league the next year. And we're like, well, that's why he left.
He
left to win the league.
I must say, Arsenal fans, we've been saying it for fucking years, they are the worst, didn't they? Let's be honest, I'm an Arsenal fan.
They're just annoyed because for future raps, not much rhymes with Mkhitaryan, and they're going to struggle with their raps from now on, and that is the problem with it. But we'll go, you work on that. Do you want a Sitarian? No, it doesn't work. But we're going to work through some of the results, obviously. The early kickoff of the week was Chelsea-Brighton. You wanted it to be a banana skin, but it wasn't. Eden Hazard, I don't know if you watched the game.
He was amazing.
Was it his second? No, I think it was the Willian goal, actually.
Yes, it was the Batshuayi backheel Hazard. It was just phenomenal. Batshuayi got a start. Chelsea are on some weird pursuit of someone over 6'2". That's going all really. Yeah.
They've been linked with Crouch. They've been linked with Andy Carroll.
Carroll, Crouch, Ashley Barnes, Edin Dzeko, and Neil from the Inbetweeners have all been linked to Chelsea at some point in the last 7 days as they're desperate for some sort of target man. But they obviously don't like Batshuayi. But the Hazard, it proved you don't need a striker if Hazard's playing that well because he was phenomenal. Willian was phenomenal. Victor Moses got a goal. In Togger draft, he's listed as a defender, Moses. As soon as he gets listed defender in FPL, a lot of teams are going to have him.
Yeah,
but it was pretty unbelievable.
No minutes at all for Morata again. He's just turned.
It's a weird one. They're not happy with him at all, are they?
I mean, we were talking about it last week briefly. We said about the fact that he was a great striker. I think I said at the start of the season, you know, after the first six games, I was like, he's the only one hitting form and he's consistent. He's going to be the top striker of the season. And then he just started playing shit and he just missed a few sitters. Everyone's confidence in him has gone. Everyone's ripping him now.
I know.
Saying how shit he is.
That's why they're bringing... Well, the other reason they're bringing in some of these strikers, Dzeko doesn't fit that, but the likes of Carroll, Crouch and Ashley Barnes being brought in for the British quota system. And to be honest, if you're Ashley Carroll, it's a mix. Ashley Barnes and Andy Carroll are a kid. If you're Andy Carroll, he can't play two games on the bounce for West Ham. So he might as well go and not play two games on the bounce for Chelsea.
And get a bit more money.
So, you know, if you're him and you're only going to play 10 games a season anyway, then why not play do it at Chelsea where you might get a medal and play in the Champions League? Because his career, sadly, for a very talented fella, isn't going to be able to do that at another club anymore. So you kind of look at him like an experienced goalkeeper. Go and play at the big club on the bench and why not? In terms of Arsenal, the next game on the list, I made an arse of myself on Twitter. I said that I thought Palace were very, very good odds to beat Arsenal, given everything going on at Arsenal and Palace's form. Arsenal battered them 4-1. Monreal had an absolute monster at all.
Do you know what? He featured because he was yellow at the time. He was a 75% and he'd gone yellow. A little bit jaundiced about him.
Gone red.
He'd gone red, he was in a lot of benches.
He's third place on my bench.
He was third place on your bench.
Because he's been red for 4 weeks, but because I'm doing the points thing, I couldn't substitute him out.
So he got a goal, he got two assists and three bonus points. Yeah. I think it was the biggest scorer of the entire week, 17, 18 points.
Crazy. On the draft format, so he had about benches. 38 points in draft. That's it was crazy. Ridiculous. Yeah. But yeah, Koscielny scored, Monreal scored, Iwobi scored, Lacazette got a goal. He got two bonus points this week as well, Lacazette.
Yeah, so there's a lot of players, you know, does that show that there's life without Sanchez? Because that first 20 minutes, Arsenal were 4-0 up. And it was just fucking goal after goal after goal. And we were smashing it. And obviously, it did peter out a little bit.
You know what I noticed? What I was saying...
They were playing Crystal Palace. I noticed that as well.
No, what I was saying last week is that Ozil was suddenly trying. Because he's looking for a move away.
A fish-eyed lesbian.
Well, he got a little... he got a little assist, didn't he?
Yeah.
He
but did. It's like, is there life after Sanchez? He's been fucking the only one doing anything for 2 years. Mm. And now they're like, oh, we can do it on our own. But we have been letting you do it.
There's just not enough. They need more quality elsewhere. Awobi's a good talent, but they need more Wilshere. Awobi's
right, you've got to go. I mean, another guy talking of transfers, I mean, we will be getting to this, but we got rid of Walcott.
Yeah.
And that is literally...
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that game now. Yeah, Everton beat... Everton drew a West Brom 1-1.
They make an instant... He makes an instant impact.
Well, it's his first assist in some astonishing amount of games that he hasn't had for Arsenal, but he... He's a good signing. He's a good signing for Everton. He just wasn't quite good enough for Arsenal.
I think
I don't know if it wasn't that he wasn't good enough. I don't know what it was. He just wasn't the finished product. I think.
Jesus Christ. I think the thing.
Jesus, was that because it was a little bit of Tommy inside, a little bit of classic proper football inside. He's just not a finished product.
I think it was more that he's been there for like 20 years. It's like
he's been brought in a lot by people though, like fantasy football.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about it.
The thing that's wrong with Everton is they don't have any pace. So presumably Walcott's still got it. So I mean, it's a perfect fit, isn't it?
Yeah, Walcott's when you look at Sigurdsson is really a very good player. And they signed this Tosin, who's a kind of a big man. Walcott is a kind of chalk on your boots style runner. So he's going to play. Yeah, he's there to play, isn't he? He wants to try and, I'm presuming he's also hoping he can force his way into an England squad, but I imagine he'll be put in.
He's still young, man. He's still so young.
Yeah. Well, he's not 30 yet. As I always think of Peep Show. Do you watch Peep Show? That episode where Jeremy says he's waiting on the 3-0 Walcott money. Well, when Theo Walcott turns 30, I've got my 3-0 Walcott headline. And Mark's like, we promised not to talk about Theo Walcott, didn't we? Because we'd fall out. But yeah, so it was a goal for Nias, slipping in Nias. Who is a good player again, who can't get minutes, especially now with Rooney back there, and they've signed Tosin. And as we predicted the other week, Calvert-Lewin is now just non-existent in minutes.
He didn't make the bench. Little Tosin, yeah. I think, say that.
Sorry, going back a couple of games. Palace.
Mm.
Who's the guy who scored for them?
Penalty taker, yeah, Milinkovic.
He's only 4.7 million. He only scores every like third game, but every three games... He gets like 7 to 10 points.
Well, he's their penalty taker, and he's kind of an anchor player, but he will play 90 minutes. But the problem is, if you have him in your squad, will you ever start him?
You know when he's gonna?
Well, but that's the thing. But you've just pretty much always got a shit like fifth player.
Mm.
And then, so I always know, so it's normally like,
Gross. I'm that guy in five aside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like, well, Tom is on the podcast. Yeah. So we've got,
I've come here and all of a sudden,
teaming up. Like, I bet every week you end up playing a shit fifth player in midfield.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Or up front, maybe.
Like, you wouldn't normally have a holding midfielder.
No.
But you could definitely rotate him in for the, like terrible games.
Get a Watson in midfielder, Jay Rodriguez for West Brom getting a goal. And there was, thoughts go out to the absolute...
terrible.
Yeah, it was a bad one.
He got totally Anderson Silvered.
James McCarthy broke his leg. Rondon, to be fair to him, Salomon Rondon was absolutely distraught.
And if you look at it, obviously, there's... Yeah, it's the first...
But plus side is no one had James McCarthy in their fantasy football team anyway.
I don't think so.
Moving on.
Thinking about everyone involved...
But yeah, that was horrible. And they've had such bad luck because Seamus Coleman's leg break with Neil Taylor was
absolutely horrible. Although Seamus Coleman apparently is now back.
He was playing for the under-23s. Fair play to him. That's a hell of an injury, yeah.
Good luck to him.
Man United beat Burnley 1-0 in the most predictable score. I thought it might be a 0-0, but Martial gets the goal, Lukaku gets the assist, a whole host of yellow cards.
14 clean sheets for United.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you mentioned it. Phil Jones, slated.
PJ.
I can't remember his. It might have been Yamal. Or Togo. No, it was Togo. It was the guys at Togo. I said Phil Jones has changed my season in draft because he's been phenomenal.
They slated you for that.
Yeah, because at the time they were like, well, you're doing it wrong. But it was at the beginning of this run where Jones got some fitness, got some games together. And he's a good player.
He's been a monster.
Yeah,
I've had him for a very, very, very long time. Even when he was injured that whole time, I kept him because I was like, all I'm going to do is get rid of him and bring him back because you can't not have Phil Jones.
I'm kind of glad because 4 years ago I described him as the white Paul McGrath. Did and, you? He hasn't quite lived up to that yet, but we're hoping to get there eventually. But
he's been outstanding. Yeah, he's been fucking great. He's been my shining light.
Three bonus points for him. Smalling gets a bonus point.
So because Monreal was injured, I had Ben Mee in defence.
Yeah,
and I was praying.
Hey! We haven't made that joke for ages.
Yossi Benayoun.
I wanted us to crowbar that joke in on our first podcast back in the new year, and I was going to go new year, new me.
Oh, and I really enjoy that. That's a great pun. It's just, you know,
but
we don't pre-write
stuff, so it never happened.
It's not Mock the Week.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Or one of them other.
But we would go on that. Yeah. So,
but it's still a great show. If you're
it's,
want
a,
to have
it's a great show, yeah, as all panel shows are. But yeah, Ben. Thing is, though, that could have been 0-0 that game quite easily.
Exactly. I thought that had 0-0 written all over.
How many United defenders is too many United defenders to have on your side, Ash?
Two.
Yeah?
Two is too many.
You should only have one.
Oh, no.
Two's okay.
Valencia.
De Gea in a defender?
Yeah, correct.
I'm looking at. Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
That's not bad.
Okay, so next up, Leicester beat Watford 2-0. Tom, you said
it. Have you seen these? These two guys are quite good.
It's the classic
combo. It is a classic combo, isn't it?
Mahrez and Vardy.
It's the Hale and Pace of Premier League football. It's Mahrez and Vardy.
I was going to go Reeves and Mortimer, but Hale and Pace is good.
Hale and Pace with a stonking performance.
It's the cannon and ball.
Chatter's a comedy song, Stonk is a little reference. It's fine. Mahrez got a goal. Vardy got a goal. I dropped Vardy
still
a few weeks ago.
I dropped him last week, but I dropped him for someone a lot better.
I think
thanks,
we'll come
guys.
On to that.
But when I saw him score, I was like, for fuck's sake, because it was like 2-9 before.
I just presumed that Vardy would struggle, as obviously Leicester's unbelievable title winning season faded, that he would then fade with them. But at the moment, you're picking, I dread it, international football for the summer. You're like, well, of course Vardy starts. Like, he's been consistent English
Vardy
performance.
But
at the beginning of the season, I'd have thought by the end of this year, Vardy won't even be in an England squad.
Wow.
He'll have vanished
by now.
Doing
well.
He's still doing very, very well.
It's mental, that he's still like on the verge of whether he's being considered.
Imagine
if he'd been playing for Arsenal this whole time, it'd be Kane and Vardy up front. No question forever.
And the madness is, all Andy Carroll has to do is win a header. And everyone goes, is he on the plane?
That's all
you get. Is he on the plane? He could still get on the plane. And it's like, yeah, you get it. He's fit.
Can he get on the plane? He's quite tall. Is it a big plane?
Vardy does normally get refused entrance to a plane, granted. Yeah. But, you know, he is going to be on the plane.
Also, I noticed that's three back-to-back clean sheets for Leicester.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it worth looking at a few of their boys at the back?
Speaking of Leicester defenders.
Speaking of Leicester defenders, ladies and gentlemen, of course it is time for the much maligned. And if you're
much
a new
maligned?
Listener, what does maligned mean?
Maligned means it's criticised.
So the much maligned. sometimes I just say words because they sound good. But that's to be fair, that probably fits. Yeah, for anyone who hasn't listened before, it is now time that we take a look at the social media whereabouts of former Leicester City defender. Fantasy Premier League legend.
Yeah.
I think he got 1 point once.
Yeah.
It is, of course, time for... Where's Wellers?
Oh, where's Wellers?
Where is he, boys? I don't know. He's just playing for his local team, Wisla Krakow.
I forget he's playing.
Yeah, I forget he's
and
playing.
And I just want Swansea to sign him on a six-month deal.
They should do. There's got to be someone. He could do a job for someone.
They've got Carl Bartley
playing. He's playing for a fucking Champions League team.
Yeah, in Poland though, mate.
Yeah, but Poland. I mean, yeah, classed as a Champions League team.
Yeah,
but...
in Poland. There's doctors in Poland, so no, I forget. Sorry.
No,
Swansea have got Carl Bartley at the back and they're terrible.
Exactly. But Marcin Wazolewski is still looking
His
good.
His quads he's, look
he's
exceptional.
Looking good. I mean, let's be honest, it's probably, this might be a feature that we drop next season.
But we're going to keep on top
but
of
we're
for this
keep,
year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because how does he keep his hair that slick?
I even went as far as translating from Polish to English some of the comments on his Instagram. Well, it's not very good. I don't think it translates that well.
Yeah.
Marcin, what is shown in your picture, whatever you are, or some movie, always you are smiling, you can be joyful. What have you been doing training so far? I cheer and win, and in May, all the good markets meeting.
Who knew Carmen was commenting on Madison?
We can call the episode that.
Yeah, that's good. Yes, it's a long time for episode.
Yeah.
But Wallace, your boys are doing well without you, unfortunately.
Yeah, love it.
At the back.
So I think, getting back to the question.
Fantasy football, that's fair enough.
Yeah, Maguire is like their best.
Yeah, Harry Maguire.
But he's not Maguire. Yeah,
he's not brilliant though. Still,
no. That's three lots of clean sheet points in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, and their run is Everton, Swansea. I've one to avoid after that, and then Stoke, Bournemouth.
That is a good run. And Harry Maguire is a mainstay, isn't he? In that side,
cheap. You know, if you're wild carding,
cheap like a budget. Stoke beat Huddersfield under Paul Lambert 2-0. New manager syndrome.
They are no longer rudderless. Breaking news.
You never know how much rudderless. To trust the new manager syndrome. But Joe Allen getting a goal, who's actually popped up with a few goals this season, and Mama Biram Diouf.
Sorry,
old Sudiouf, as we call him.
Things change so quick.
Yeah.
In the time that it's taken us to go from one game to another, to talk about a new manager appointment. The fucking Watford manager.
Yeah, he has been sacked.
It's been sacked as well.
Tom's been sacked during this podcast.
Yeah.
So that is awkward.
So the Watford manager's out.
Yes, he is. And been replaced in that time.
But the Huddersfield... No, the Stoke manager changed.
Paul Lambert's new
Stoke Lambo's manager. In.
So Watford manager's been sacked. Apparently he's already been talked to about other clubs. Watford already had a replacement lined up because they're mental. It honestly reminds me of Hearts.
Exactly.
It's exactly the same where a foreign manager that you don't know gets sacked and replaced immediately by a foreign manager who's been working in Russia, who's the ex-manager Rubin Kazan, gets brought in 5 minutes later, and as a fan you're just like, I don't know, man, but you just got to go with it.
Didn't Hearts fire their manager when they were top of the league
before? We absolutely did, yeah. George Burley was sacked after 11 games unbeaten, 10 wins, what one draw. The draw was with Celtic. We beat everyone else in the league, Rangers included.
But if you're going to draw one game in the Scottish League.
But do you know what I mean? He got sacked. But there were rumours that he was sleeping with the chairman's daughter. There was rumours that he was an alcoholic.
And she was seven, so... that'll do it.
But he got sacked. We won the cup that year, but we had four managers in one season. Like, that's impressive, isn't it?
That is good.
Yeah.
So Watford, if anything, are like hardly even trying.
It's a weird one because they're really undermining themselves because they obviously were doing very well.
Yeah.
So Paul Lambert got appointed. Obviously, Charlie Adam got an immediate recall in some kind of like fat Scottish union where he gets back in the side. But Joe Allen gets another goal. West Ham drew 1-1 with Bournemouth.
Everyone's wild card boyfriend, Arnautovic.
Yeah.
Everyone's loving him.
He's injured.
Got an assist. He got an assist, but he's now dead for like 3 games or so.
Yeah. And so is Lanzini.
So bad news for West.
So maybe looking at who West Ham are playing in the next 5 games, and without those two, they might be in trouble.
Oh, that's a shout, isn't it? Yeah. Palace next.
They've got. Do you know what's annoying for them? They've got a nice run. They have Palace, Brighton, and Watford in the next 3 games, which is a lovely run. But without those two,
could be a time to get. Although it depends if any. There's no one fit. If any of them came back to being fit.
There are signings happening throughout this, which is always interesting.
Yeah, that's true. By the time this comes out.
But yeah, Bournemouth, Ryan Fraser scored. At the end of the pod last week, when I was on my Jack Lonesome, I said Ryan Fraser was worth having a look at. I think he had scored 2 in 3 with an assist or two last time. And I said he might be worth keeping an eye on. And now he's 3 goals in 4 games and an assist or something like that. But he's starting games. He was really a talented player. He was at Liverpool. He went on loan up in Scotland, I think, Aberdeen. And he's like a proper chalk on your boot style winger, and it wasn't quite working for him. It looks like maybe it is now, so I don't know. Maybe he's worth a point. It's 5.1 million.
0.8% picked.
Maybe he's worth a fifth midfielder spot.
They've got a good run coming up as well.
Apart from the next one.
Apart from Chelsea, but after that.
Three home games, four home games.
Newcastle, Leicester. Oh, yes, please.
He fits that role again, the 5 million-ish fifth player. Rotate him in when they've got
any fixtures.
Again, it's fucking wild card season, man. Everyone's
I think he's not bad, honestly.
You're looking at players
he's a
like
player
that.
I really like from a football point of view, outside of fantasy football anyway, so he's worth a look at. The last game on the Saturday was Man City beating Newcastle 3-1. One of the headlines of last week's pod is that Ash was dropping Harry Kane to bring in Sergio Aguero.
Correct.
It happened. He scored a hat-trick. You must be very
and
smart.
And you captained him as well? Smashed it. Yeah, he's loving it. Isn't he? He's loving it. Do you know what? When Ash gets smug, he actually gets quieter. Yeah. He does it. He'll just go. Oh, well,
if he was on the side of a football pitch, he'd be in the smug out.
Oh,
he would.
I brought in Aguero myself, but I didn't captain him. I was gonna captain him, but I didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I brought
him
in.
Who did you captain?
Kane.
I've got
Kane and Aguero, mate. Yeah,
I captained Mo Salah whilst we're talking captains. We'll come on to that in a bit, but it didn't go well. Aguero against Newcastle,
Patrick.
It's just that chemistry. Like that's the team he scored his outrageous five goal haul a while ago. And Luis Suarez is like that against Norwich. He just loves
I can't remember who it is, apologies, but someone did tweet us a picture of their team and they had triple captained Aguero this week. And I can't remember who it was, and I was trolling through. trawling through.
Not trawling.
Just going, cunt. It weren't you, cunt. I was trawling through trying to find who it was. But yeah, fair play to you for that. Because it is, he loves a goal against Newcastle.
He does.
In the little bonus point system, Aguero got 94.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Normally it's around the 30 mark. Yeah, I know. And he...
Almost didn't get that first goal.
He didn't even score the first goal.
Exactly, that was literally hair.
They can retrospectively change it, he definitely did.
But that Jesus injury is the biggest factor in all, isn't it?
Definitely.
As soon as Jesus got injured, and they haven't got another kind of out-and-out striker...
Now Sanchez hasn't turned up.
Yeah. Aguero is going to play, and... it's a big one, and it's hurt me in my draft game because I traded Aguero out about 3 months ago. But a lot of big names there: assists, Sterling, De Bruyne, Sané, all the usual suspects. But the big headline was: if you captained Aguero, well, bloody done. If you captained Kane, he only got the one goal against.
Still, at least he got the goal. I'm glad with the goal.
And Davinson Sanchez getting an own goal. No one wants an own goal.
Oh, do you know what? As soon as Sanchez had scored the own goal, it was like. You know, people talking about United, and then Alexis said, "Yeah, Alexis has only just signed for United, and he's already scored against Spurs." Or something like that.
Was that your tweet, or was that?
Yeah, it didn't go very well. It wasn't. I saw it somewhere, and it confused me until I realised what had happened. Yeah.
And people who picked Hugo Lloris had a bit of a disaster because obviously he wasn't playing. Vorm came in and stepped in. All the usual. Really. Ben Davis assist. He's always an FPL good pick.
He got all the. Bonus points as well.
He's a hell of a player, Ben Davis.
I always get him. There's like Ben Davis and
Jonathan Davis from Jonathan. Yeah,
Tom Davis from Murdering Successful. Yeah. Steve Davis is a snooker player.
And Alan Davis is from Jonathan Cree.
Yeah,
there's loads of Steves and Davis.
David Davis.
Yeah. Steve Davis.
Yeah,
there are a few Steve
David.
There was a Steve Davis who played for Wales as well. In fairness, it's a very Welsh name.
David Blunkett.
Yeah,
there's loads of Davids.
There is David Blunkett.
St David's Day.
Yeah. That's another one.
Who's the Southampton midfielder?
David
Gray.
No, Stephen Davis.
Stephen Davis. There we go.
That's who. Yeah. Not
David
the snooker
Gray.
Player.
Yeah.
But the problem Castle is the Spurs fullbacks is
the problem with Spurs, lives.
The problem. The problem with Spurs fullbacks is you've got Danny Rose and Ben Davis and Kieran Trippier and Serge Aurier.
Yeah.
All very very good. So you never quite know. Yeah. So unless. Yeah, until FPL change their system that you can change your lineup right up until kickoff, then it's a risk having them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you get 0 points.
And it's even worse than that because they always bring the other one on for a minute.
Yes.
So if they just never played, if they were just like on the whole game, it'd be all right.
Yeah, but they do often bring them in. It is annoying.
Yeah.
And then the Monday night game, MNF. Swansea beat Liverpool, and Liverpool did the most Liverpool thing in Liverpool land, and they lost 1-0 to Swansea
after beating Man City.
Do you know what I mentioned it on the end of last week's pod? Swansea have won one of their two games each season for the last three seasons against Liverpool, and Alfie Mawson, who early on in the season before we realised Swansea were going to be so bad, was a good pick because he's got quite a good goal scoring record as a centre half. They beat Liverpool and I honestly thought Liverpool had second place stuck on because they just looked on fire.
Can I say at this point I had been having a belting week and the only player I had left to play was Fabianski. Everyone else had Salah. Craig had Salah captain. Craig also had Firmino up front. And everyone had Salah captain. You know, it actually turns out that Salah captainers were 780,000 and triple captainers.
That's madness.
People triple captain him, 13,000.
Well, it raised the
Someone
question.
Someone tweeted us that they triple captain.
That's madness away from home. And yeah. I guess the question is, I did it. It's a mistake. Should you ever captain away from home?
This is what I remember right at the start of the season. I said, just pick a midfielder.
But you also said the dogs can't look up.
I did not. Always just pick a midfielder that's playing at home, or if your striker's got an easy matchup.
It's
hard. You can't always do it every week because the way the fixtures work.
But if you can avoid an away tie, you're right.
I thought as well, Van Dijk.
Yeah.
Basically gave away that goal, didn't he?
I don't know.
The ball came over to him, and he basically headed it straight down to
Pretty
the striker.
Much, yeah.
He did it a few times, I noticed. But he got the second bonus points.
Second amount.
He was the top Liverpool bonus points.
Yeah. Having Fabianski left. I mean, who would have called that? That fucking no points.
That's what
you're
trying to say.
Yeah, I'm quite happy.
But you've absolutely rinsed me for that. Because that was a disaster.
Yeah. So I did my transfer already
for next week. Really?
Yeah. And there's a while to go to the next game, isn't there? Even. Yeah. But I had exactly enough money
yeah.
to get rid of one of my two budget strikers and swap in Firmino. But his nice. Price was going to rise, so I had to do it there and then. But it was the day before the Liverpool game.
Mm.
Right.
And now they didn't win.
I feel like I'm in a maths lesson. I don't understand what's going on.
No.
Basically, I traded in Firmino because his price was going up. And then now they've got a week and a half to play and his price is going down.
Right.
Fuck up.
Gotcha. I understand now. Shall I do the top 10?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, top 10 in the Gaffer Tapes League, which you can still join.
Go for it.
Yeah, 107. I was there, mate. I was there. 1072-420 or thegaffertapes.com/join.
Magic. It's magic. But the top 10 as it stands, if you can beat them, great joining. In 10th place is Luke Barlow with Duma Army.
Official Gafferazzi Luke Barlow makes well the top 10 of the Gaffer Tapes well done, Ken. League.
That's a good effort. In 9th place, Ultimate Fitness, Darren Carroll. If you're trying to plug CrossFit, mate, you can fuck off.
Yeah,
in 8th place, Jeremiah Johnson, Lookman, are you okay? That's new, isn't
That's
it?
That's good.
Lookman, are you okay?
Adamola Lookman, great player. 7th place, ABCDE, FC, Andrew Duckworth. In 6th place, it's George Michael's Tackle, Ian McLean. In 5th place, the Fedora Fanatics, we'll see. In 4th place, it's Clifty.
Clifton Berry.
It's Steve Clift. Clifty's middle 11. In 3rd place, it's Cruise Control, a player who doesn't even play in the Premier League, Stevie Sunshine. In 2nd place, it's Joe Stone's team, for fuck's sake, Are You Blind? And in 1st place, still top of the props, Grant Murphy, Fleeto, Murph.
G Murph,
still absolutely rocking top of the league. Well done, mate.
Well done, yeah. Smashing it, mate, yeah. Grant Murphy's becoming a little bit of a Gaffer Tapes legend, I feel.
He's in the
sort of echelons of Coates, McGee.
Well, back in season one, if you weren't listening, Brian Coates led our league for a long time.
I led a social media campaign, Who is Brian Coates? And we still, to this day, don't know. See him. He's still knocking around the top 50, 60, might be.
We should say that Joe Stone and Grant Murphy are level on 1542. Good year.
That's a massive, lovely year. But that's a huge fucking score.
Bloody good year. Talk us through the other
Before we go, we'll have a little look at our positions. Ash, still the daddy of G-Wing, but not only the daddy of G-Wing, he's a no-click
wanker.
It's been a fucking long time coming.
You've nearly got there on several occasions, or you've been there on like a Saturday night. Yeah. Ash, 33rd in the Gaffer Tapes League, no-click wanker. You can get yourself a no-click wanker t-shirt at thegaffertapes.com/shop. Please do. Me, Big T-Dog, second. He's in there. You know, he's still in the mix. 390th, not as good as 33rd. I'm a 7-click wanker. Craig, 570th, 11-click wanker.
I was above you last week.
You were 3 points above me last week.
That's how big this league is.
I beat you by 30 points this week.
Yeah, it was a big old week. And they don't do 11-click wanker t-shirts.
Unfortunately, no.
There's some proper retro people around me in the top... like 30 to 40.
Yeah.
All right.
Wayne Nunn.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Nunn's head.
Dimitri van den Rijk.
Oh, DVD. Yeah. The boy.
There's quite a few.
Yeah.
Anyway. Lovely. And just before we go, Domi Mons, 490th in the Gaffer Tapes League, somewhere between me and Craig. And Asmir Begovic.
He's busy.
Bournemouth goalkeeper. He is busy. 1160th in the Gaffer Tapes League. Not doing so well. He actually probably got more points himself actually in FPL than his actual team.
Bloody good goalkeeper, nice man.
Such a lovely bloke.
So we'll let him off because he is currently the Bournemouth number one, which is quite impressive.
Correct.
So that's the Gaffer Tapes League. Like Tom said, you can still join into that league and try and get that top 10. It's not too late to join. Bring your points with you. It's all fine. Some people get in a hissy fit about it, but we're okay with
it. Yeah, we need to talk about when we're going to shut the league down.
We get a lot of hate about that. We'll talk about it at some point. But it's not now.
If I get into the top 10, we should do it then and we should start shopping people off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is it. Then we start
nine people.
Just a good 2,000, 4,000 people. Yeah,
exactly. We'll get rid of them. Gone. But you can still join the league for now. But in part two, we're going to be going through some of your tweets and Facebook comments and emails. And in part three, we didn't get to do it last week. We're back on it this week. It's the big quiz.
Shit.
Tom versus Ash. So all that to look forward to in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. It's that time of the podcast where we go through all your Facebook questions, your tweets, your emails and hear what you've got to say on fantasy football. And we'll start, as we always do, with a bit of Facebook.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/TheGafferTapes.
Lovely stuff. First question from Gafferazzi member Raphael Chateaubriand. He said, is Alonso a significantly better FPL pick than Aspilicueta. It's a leading question because he obviously thinks Alonso is with the word significantly. But yeah, the chance you're not going to have both of them, is it, with the budget of defenders?
It's very close. Do you know what? In my secret sausage, I think I've got both of them.
No. How?
I think I've got both
of them. Oh, I've got both of them in my Togger team.
Check my secret sausage. Togger team?
That's the beauty of Togger. The beauty of draft is you can get them both.
Well, but I mean, that's still mental that I was allowed to draft both of them in Togger.
Yeah.
Did you have Did you have two picks that came back round to defenders?
I was in the middle, so
I can't remember much about that night.
Well, that would be why your record is 1-22.
Yeah, I've been beaten by everyone except who the fuck have I beaten? Who have I beaten in Togger?
You bought, yeah, that's you mental. Beat one person.
I've still got Diego Costa.
Who would you, Alonso Aspilicueta? Who would you have out of the two?
Oh, it's definitely Alonso. Yeah. But he is so much more expensive than anybody in the world.
What's the price difference between them?
It's not even that much. It's 7.3 and 7.
Fucking, that's a 14.5 million on two defenders.
Yeah. And if you're going to go there, get Alonso, but I mean, Jesus, it's mad. Alonso's more plays further up the pitch, doesn't he?
What's the points difference between the two?
Like, it's only 10 points in it over the season.
And
almost like exactly the same number selected by.
And Alonso's been very hit and miss. Aspilicueta has been a lot more 6 points, 6 points, 6 points, 6 points. Do you know what
They're both picking up the same clean sheets.
Well, they are, but...
It probably comes down to bookings
Alonso's
and goals,
Alonso's been very
it?
Hit and miss. Yeah.
I guess with players like that, you want to look at their yellow card record and then whoever gets the least bookings, maybe, or who's more prone to cards.
To get either of them, you basically have to sacrifice your fourth midfielder.
I haven't really considered either of them all season. Maybe that's where I'm going
I had Alonso a little bit at the start, I must say.
Because I focused on my front six, and as of last week, I was doing quite well, so...
I think a lot of people had Christensen in. As the cheap entry into their defence, but he's out of the question now.
He was looking all right for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's got 3 points in the last 5 games.
Not great. There's a few weird ones like that. Like Lindelof for Man U, I was convinced he was going to be a great signing that you had to play, and then all of a sudden nothing. But I guess the answer to that is, I don't know, Alonso says at 10 points more than people have got him, I guess. But
I think if you're going to get either, go for Alonso, but because the prices are so near. Yeah. Okay, Aspilicueta was 6 million.
Yeah, of course.
Right, but I mean, once you've got...
Well, I guess the direct answer to the question is no, he's not significantly better at all.
No,
he's slightly
it's very
better.
Close, it's very close. But if you're looking for... If you're wildcard, yeah, and you've got a little 0.3 missing, go for Aspilicueta.
0.3 is a lot when you start
over
to
Alonso,
top up.
Yeah.
When you start to, like,
definitely.
Increase your wildcard, upgrade your midfielder or your striker, 0.3 is a lot of money.
Rudiger, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, yeah.
Isn't a bad shot. He's there.
You roll the eyes. Rudiger.
He's their cheapest... good defender.
It's a rotation risk again, though, isn't it? It's the same because but yeah. So no is the answer. Chateaubriand. We have got one other Facebook question. Quickly, who we got asked? This is a kind of non-fancy football, but football. Who are your favourite players to ever play for your respective clubs? Good question.
Julian Dix.
I knew it was gonna be Julian Dix. Easy. I could have got that.
Could you guess mine?
Yeah, yours would be either Ray Parlour. Or probably yours would be Robert Perez.
Oh, it's nice. Ian Wright. It's my favourite footballer of all time.
Well, just not because of your racism.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I look past that. Right, he's exempt.
I would say...
What about you?
I fucking know what's coming here.
Is it Wee Tootie McHoot? Is it Wee Tootie McHoot? Is it? I knew it. I guessed it. It's Wee Tootie. Oh, God. He was a good player.
No, my favourite is Rudy Scatchell, a Czech Republic.
Of course he is.
Did they used to go, Rudy Scatchell, he's got a satchel, was he keeping it? Tiny buns. Or was that not that?
How do you know?
He's got the wee buns in his satchel, Rudy Scatchell, up in your factory to get for the hatchel.
No, well, he's Czech, so it'll be difficult. But no, he won 2 cups with us, so it's...
All right, mate, we've all won 2 cups.
It's Rudy Scatchell's favourite. Julian Dix, though.
Rudy Scatchell's your favourite player?
What's wrong with that? You don't even know
who he is. I don't know, no, I just say it. No, it just made me laugh.
He's
Rudy
got 52
Scatchell.
Goals and 104 appearances from midfield. So, yeah, he's my favourite player.
I'm going to Google
And he
Rudy
doesn't
Scatchell.
Knock people out of a golf club like Julian Dix.
Oh, hello.
Bam, I'll give you my top four. Now I've thought about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't the question, but go on.
Yeah.
Dix.
Yeah.
Super Tommy Repka.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Blimey.
Di Canio.
Yeah.
Paolo.
And, possibly controversially, Payet.
Dimitri Payet, okay.
I thought when you went, and... Possibly controversially. I thought that was the name of the player. Possibly controversially.
He's an Italian guy.
Yeah, he was a really flamboyant Italian bloke.
Yeah. But there's your top four West Ham players.
Wow. Excellent. That really made me laugh. Oh,
well, you made yourself
Rudy
laugh.
Rudy Scatchell.
Scatchell runs a satchel, Tom. Yeah, well done.
So we said we might maybe do away with Where's Wellers next year. It's going to be Where's Rudy Scatchell.
Yeah. Where's Schatchel Satchel?
Or actually get him on the phone. Rudy Schatchel is a Satchel.
Just because he played for Hearts doesn't mean you can just get him on the phone.
Oh, of course we could. We could
fucking get him in here.
He's still a famous footballer.
Get him here to fucking clean up the studio. Okay?
That's terrible, isn't it? Is that Eastern European stuff?
That is arrogance. It's arrogance.
All right, well, enough of that then.
Anyway, yes, it is now time for to move on in social media to another section.
Great segue, this.
Lovely, lovely section. It is tweets from a tweet.
Hip doo dip.
Hip a doo. We got a tweet from Nick Smith.
Smithers.
I'm Nook Smith. He said, Aguero is the man right now, and it looks like everyone is taking big points hits to get him in.
Good question. Must be a big Aguero question coming. I'm primed.
Would you rather back Martin Yeo or Nigel Pearson in the fair fight?
Okay.
In a fair fight, who would you pick between?
It's a no-brainer for me. Nigel Pearson. He'd fight dirty.
Yeah.
Martin Yeo seems like a gentleman.
Where's Nigel Pearson from?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know where he's from originally. Midlands?
Is he Midlands? Because I've got a little Peaky Blinders vibe from him. I could imagine him slicing you up with a flat cap.
Do you reckon he'd slice you with the blade?
I reckon it's blaze you with the
Do you think if we were in like the late 90s Capcom era of SNES and stuff, there would be a Peaky Blinders game with the hat?
Do you know what? Can I say, can we now abandon fantasy football, because it's only about 3% of fantasy football talk. Can we just talk about Peaky Blinders? It's my fucking favourite thing.
Do you watch Ash?
Yeah, but I haven't seen the new series.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm up to date.
But I think if there was a Street Fighter type game with Peaky Blinders with the hat,
yeah,
it'd be good. You struggle for other ones, but it'd be good. Bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
And all that sort of stuff. Just offensive language as a weapon.
I might start a Peaky Blinders.
They'd attack you with a bladed hat and misogyny.
Yeah,
it'd be good.
Oh, no, it's the best.
So,
it's a great film.
Rooney Schatchel update, number one.
Oh, God.
Go on.
I tried Googling it, him.
Rooney Schatchel
update. Spelled it wrong, almost certainly.
And Google auto-corrected it to a sketch of Rooney.
No.
To Rooney Schatchel.
It's the court sketch of him looking like a chimp in a fucking suit.
Rooney Schatchel, his surname is spelled S-K-A-C-E-L.
Yeah, you're the only one who knows that, man.
Rooney Schatchel. Very famous player.
Even Google doesn't know it.
Very famous player.
But so if you Google it, you get a picture of Rooney behind the dock.
Interesting, haven't you? Rudy Schatchel scored more goals for Hearts than Ian Wright did. So where's... That's a fact.
Yeah, but I scored the same amount of goals for Hearts as
Ian Wright. Yeah, shit. Exactly, Ash. Thank you for backing me up, finally. Nigel Pearson.
Nigel Pearson.
Martin Yeo is a lovely man. He seems like a gent. He's a tad overweight. And I don't know if he'd be good in a fight, but then I've never been in a fight, so who knows. But thank you for the very strange question.
Thank you, I like it. I enjoy that, Nick. Thanks very much. We've got a tweet from Razor Ramon, not the actual Razor Ramon.
Sadly.
He said, Theo worth having now he's at Everton. He was too iffy at Arsenal, but a return straight away. Oh, but a return straight away under Big Sam.
Razor, you've got 280 characters now, mate. Speak proper English.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's no need for that brevity.
Maybe he is... As drunk as the actual
Scott Hall,
the real Razor Ramon. Is Theo worth having out? I don't know. I quite like that question. I think possibly.
Walcott's classed as a midfielder. It's difficult because obviously I've got half draft in my head and he's classed as a forward.
How many megabucks is he?
Within
seven.
I think
seven
he's worth something. A look, and I think he's worth a look. Everton looks
like.
Do different
you want to jump on that before you know?
He's 7.1 million.
7.1.
Put it into perspective, Willian is 6.7.
I love Willian, but
it's rotating.
You fucking love Willian, you do.
I do love Willian.
Love Willian.
Yeah, I've been trying to. I've had him in and out of my
team. But how much is Zaha? So, how much is Zaha as a point of comparison?
Good question.
So, it feels like that's the kind of.
It is. I'm trying to look at 7.9.
So, Zaha's 6.9, and how picked is he?
He's 5 picked.
So, it's the same kind of ballpark, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I think Walcott's a better pick now than Zaha, even though Zaha's probably a better player.
Zaha was like your boyfriend for ages.
I like him, but he doesn't score enough points for Palace. He's a great player.
Interestingly, here we go then. Milosevic is 2 million less, maybe 2.5 million less than Zaha.
Yeah.
And has scored 3 more points.
You ought to say Zaha had a long layoff.
That's true.
It is, yeah.
But that... Oh, well, that was right at the start of the season, wasn't it? Yeah, so okay, that's fair enough.
So he's difficult. But I think Walcott is worth a punt.
I'm looking at Walcott.
Take a punt on a grunt. Put him in your side. I don't see what the problem is. And then you drop him out. But if you've got Zaha or you've got another 7 million, if you've got a Ramsey, or is it not Ramsey at the moment because he's injured, but around that level of midfielder, then fuck it.
I guess he's quite a good swap for an Arnautović. if he is injured, which he is.
Very true. Yeah, you're going to take him out.
Could
for
be a temporary.
Weeks. Give Walcott the temp job.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. How much is it?
Here's a probation period, Theo.
Yeah.
You've charmed me.
Yeah, exactly. At the end. As a knock-on effect, what about Aaron Lennon, who's moved as a result to Burnley?
Silence.
Do we think he's worth a shout? Because obviously
Lennon was an FPL pick a couple of years ago.
Yeah, when he was playing for England.
In what universe?
No, do you not think so?
Is he anything?
That's it. He definitely suffers from quite
a lot. In what universe too much. Is he anything?
I hope you're not listening, Aaron, because he's fragile. But enough, that's a no from Ash, that's good.
I'm
to
a
know.
Big fan of Aaron, I think.
Are you?
You're a lovely man, Aaron.
No, I'm just saying it because you were horrible to him.
Yeah, that's nice.
Be nice to Aaron.
What else we got?
We've got one from Barnaby Jones. He was questioning the point. He was questioning the BPS, the bonus point system within the FPL game. Fantasy Premier League.
Yeah,
he was questioning that. How that, the game can be finished and Kane can look like he's having the most bonus points. And then, 10 minutes later, it's someone else. I've noticed that before because I've been counting them. I'm a devil for counting my points before. I'm a bloody devil for it. I'll often do that. It looks like the game's over and I'll refresh it once. Well, maybe I'll refresh it twice. And it looks like I'm getting 3 bonus points because my man is top of the BPS. And then,
Are you keeping track of bonus points as it's going on?
Yeah.
It's out of your control, though.
Yeah, but they're all in.
Still look at it.
That's what I mean.
Everything's out of your control.
What are you talking about?
You're at the score of United at Arsenal, United v Arsenal when you're down the pub. I don't look at it thinking, I'm going to change the fucking result of this.
No, if you come together, crystals out. Yeah.
Captain Quinoa just reads the year almanac or whatever it is.
No, my point is,
your review of the season.
Obviously, you pick your side and you go, okay, listen, it's out of my control. We'll watch the scores here. Oh, so-and-so scored. Oh, who got the assist? Blah, 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 blah. But then you're sat there refreshing the bonus points. Like, it's fucking futile.
No, you refresh the whole thing. So say that...
I know how refreshing.
Say I've got Kane and I've got... And I know that...
Wait till he finds out you can press F5.
No, you just think, oh, Kane scored a goal. Is he top of the bonus points? Am I getting 3 bonus points for him? Refresh, have a look. Fucking right. It used to be the day when I didn't realise that you could change the order of the 3 subs on your bench. That was about season 2, and you told me that I could. It blew my fucking mind.
And now you're watching.
Now you're watching
the bonus points like a little nerd.
I don't understand the BPS system. I don't know how it works, and I don't know. And I must say, Barnaby Jones, I'll give you that. I don't know why it changes last minute because it did that.
Exactly, the
example he's tweeted us is the example that screwed me because I thought I was on for 3 bonus points for Kane. I captained him. That's 6 extra points.
He did get 3 bonus points.
No, he didn't.
No,
look
at,
that's what he's
at 6 o'clock. He had
three minutes to 6. After that, for some reason, Davis
beat him,
and it changed. But the game had already finished. That's what I'm saying. There's a fucking conspiracy.
Right,
conspiracy theories.
That was in the Patreon.
Oh, that was
podcast.
A Patreon podcast. Damn.
But what can we do about it? So fuck it.
Yeah. There's nothing you can
do. What do you want us to do, Barnaby?
Oh, good. All right. So your mum gets killed in a horrific accident. You go, there's nothing we can do about it. Cheers. All the best. Yeah. Get over it.
She got 3 bonus points. Fine.
What's the BPS? Huh? What's that?
No, not BPM. That's done. That's 0. Right. Anyway. Good question, Barnaby. The answer is, the bonus point system
is
an absolute minefield. And none of us really know who scores what. And it is the bane of everyone's lives in FPL because you don't really know who's going to get
the
3 bonus points. But that's part of the fun, isn't it? Have we got any more questions? Have we got any emails or anything?
Yeah, we've got a couple of emails. We have indeed. Yes, we've got a new email. We've got a new emailer, Jay Hinkson.
Hello.
Emailed us. Yeah, Jay Hinkson. He said, hey gaffers, first time emailer.
Hello.
I've been a listener for about 3 seasons. He said, congrats on a great 2017. Doc Brown, the live show, and the shitting in the hand story were highlights. Thanks, Jay Hinkson. My question is, when do most people give up on their fantasy footy season? My mates in my mini league already have, and it's so annoying. What can I do to keep them interested? Do you have this problem with listenership? Thanks, guys, Jimmy.
They give up about...
Thanks for asking about...
It's very weird. Our listenership does go down during... No.
It definitely at the start of the season.
Yeah.
And at the end, it goes much higher. It goes mental, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When more just like...
Of course.
October... Mental.
Yeah. I think it's Halloween mainly. But now you say the football season, that does make more sense. That it is. Yeah. But no, of course, good question, Jinxon. And it is a good
Jimmy,
point.
Jimmy, his name.
Jimmy Hinkson. That's Jeff a fucking Jinkson. Great name, Jimmy Hinkson. Jay Hinkson. That's his name. But yeah, the way to keep me interested is, one, stakes.
Steaks, have steaks, yeah.
So you have a prize.
You're talking about actual steaks, because you go out for like a lobster and steak dinner with all of them.
One for steaks. Yeah. First place, Chateaubriand. Second place, ribeye.
Yeah.
No, but the first way is to do that. Second way is to put a forfeit on last, because all of a sudden then negative connotations and negative consequences make you go, because if you're in fourth and you're like, well, I don't care, I'm not going to win, but oh fuck, I don't want to lose.
We can't do that with listenership though, can we?
It's I don't think he actually cares about listenership. I think he's just asking.
I'm going to come around your house and not give you a steak.
Yeah, take your steaks away. You're going to steal from your fridge. But they're two of the ways. The other way is to, as well as FPL, try a draft league. Because I think draft league is much better at keeping your interest.
Oh, yeah, is it? You two, captain fucking terrorists.
I'm ninth in the league out of 12. I'm doing my best.
What, in Tugger?
Yeah, I've got an all right record.
I'm in two Tugger leagues.
My other Tugger league.
You traded away from our one.
My other Tugger league, where I'm in draft, at like 2 p.m. when the lineups get announced, I'm on it.
So, and are you still bringing people in.
A bit.
So you basically, we did our Togger League, and then you were so out of your depth, you immediately quit.
Yeah, if you didn't listen to the live Togger draft, what a bloody podcast. That was probably my highlight from last year, the live Togger draft. That was amazing.
Craig immediately abandoned. Yeah. Well, he started a second one, to be fair.
But draft is a good way of keeping interested, I think. A head-to-head version of it.
Yeah.
So it's worth giving it a go. But I think
the answer is like fuck off your mates and join the Gaff Takes League.
Genuinely, that is another one, because my mates have given up as well.
Yeah,
but I've always got an eye on the Gaff Takes League, so that is the answer. Join our league, Jinxon.
Do some sort of communal thing with them. Like Tom's obviously given up on life, but we have this time with him every week.
Yeah, and we help him. That is it.
It's my time out of the house. It's the time that I drink, and it's the time that I interact with other humans
and feel love.
It's lovely. It's lovely.
Thanks, Jinxon. Good question.
Thanks, Jinkers. Dara Williams. Us again. He was the guy, and I did the terrible Irish accent. He doesn't actually qualify whether what part of Ireland he was from. I had to do a Northern Irish and the other part of Irish accent.
The other part, yeah. The Republic of.
I had to be very careful last week. He says, "All right, gaffers, brackets, insert Irish accent here, brackets." I'm not going to do it, no, because I did it last time.
Okay.
I'll do a really good
Northern. Is there any team I should be starting up at the moment?
Oh, wow. Oh,
so that's Republic, and then I'll do Northern. Is there any team I should be starting up with on at the moment? That's not bad. That's a little bit robotic. Right. And we did all right. Yeah. Excellent. Sound lads from Daryl Williams. Thanks, mate. Do you know what? I think Leicester. And who was it that we said had the really nice little run? Stoke. Stoke and Leicester. Shaqiri. Was it Stoke and Leicester?
Shaqiri's been done for tax evasion.
Has she?
Yeah.
She's married to, which footballer? PK?
Is she?
Yeah.
No, is it PK? Is it PK?
And another thing about her is that her breasts are small and humble, so that you don't confuse them with mountains.
Because I often confused her breasts with mountains before she told me that.
I would get, if you could afford it, get a Chelsea defender, a Man United defender, a Man United goalkeeper.
Yeah?
Stock.
That's just stocking up.
Chelsea got
teams.
A nice run.
Three Man City players.
Leicester.
Well, West Ham did have a nice run until...
Don't just tell him that. He asked for one team.
Don't give him Chelsea and Man U. He knows who they are.
He doesn't say that,
I think
does
Leicester.
How do we know that?
Tom says Leicester, Darren. He does a really
Leicester.
Bad accent.
Leicester, you want him to stock up on Leicester players?
You could have Mahrez, Vardy and a defender, or two defenders and Mahrez. I think so. They've got three back-to-back clean sheets.
Back-to-back clean sheets.
And Stoke have got a nice little run. And somebody else, we looked at him, we were like, fuck me, that's a nice run.
Nice.
Just
you can choose whose advice you take.
Yeah, that's all good.
So, I totally
appreciate it. Very good.
We should just say that all the time. We should all just talk and just shout into the mic at the same time, and then go just choose.
They're putting another podcast on as we speak.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, good emails and questions, everyone. That's very 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 good. Very nice. Thanks. And some new people. That's great. You can obviously tweet us if you want to get a question in or a comment in for next week's podcast at the Gaffer Tapes Facebook/ the Gaffer Tapes, or email us info@thegaffertapes.com, and you can have your question read out, your accent ridiculed, and your name made fun of by us three on the podcast next week. In part three, we're going to put our next one online and give another tip for next week, go through the fixtures, and also the big quiz is back, all coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. We're going into game week 25.
Can I stop you there? If you're not going to refer to it as the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, could you refer to me as the award-winning Tom Holmes? So, welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with the award-winning Tom Holmes.
But how do you seamlessly fit in? You do it. Do it now. Do an intro now.
That's what I did.
Do it now. I hear it.
Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast.
You fucked it already. What?
It's very hard. Yeah. You didn't mention the award.
I'll do it.
The award-winning...
Go for it.
Welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Podcast featuring me, Ash, this guy, Craig, and award-winning, hilarious comedian, hero of the people, Tom Holmes.
Multi-award-winning.
That's what he's asking for.
Yeah. Sure, that works. All right, well, I'll try and do it next time. Sorry,
that,
mate.
Please.
Game week 25, not a normal game week. Not your average game week. Because it's bloody FA Cup weekend.
The eagle-eyed amongst you will notice that game week 25 actually starts on a Tuesday.
I like the way your volume load is. Be quiet.
Don't tell anyone. Don't tell everyone.
Don't tell everyone. Well, some people probably listen to this at work.
They probably do.
Imagine if you're the boss at work, you can listen to it.
We get a lot of people tweeting and saying, I'm laughing out loud and my boss is looking at me in a very strange way. letters you get at points of view.
One person who does listen at work is Richard Broomfield, who owns RH Bespoke, who make bespoke furniture. And I've only just, because I haven't physically seen you boys in a while, apart from last week's pod, obviously.
Yeah.
And I brought you the customised bespoke chopping boards.
I was gobsmacked. It is such a beautiful bit of kit.
It's mental.
It's amazing. It's such good quality. My missus is, I'm going to say it, she's damp at the moment. can you say damp? You can't say damp.
I wish you wouldn't.
It's terrible. I brought that right down. Well, I was going to say something else, and I thought, quick substitute it in your head.
It wasn't bad.
I said damp.
But,
is damp all right?
But it's a lovely bit of kit.
Oh, mate, it's amazing.
Rich has given us these chopping boards with our logo emblazoned in the top corner. And his little logo on the side of it as well.
So good.
He just sent them to us. Sent them to us. Guy, I haven't seen him for 20-odd years, and he said he listens to the podcast in his... in the shop. None of the other guys really understand what's going on.
They're not lads, innit?
if you are someone who wants some unbelievably bespoke, awesome,
it's
beautiful furniture
quality
with
stuff.
New Forest oak, then go to RH Bespoke. He follows us on Twitter. Genuinely, we'll tweet a photo of how good it is.
Want to get your wife damp? Get some RH.
That's not his slogan.
Should be.
It is now.
Yeah, but we'll tweet. Honestly, really cool. So we really
appreciate
it.
We'll tweet a link. Yeah,
thank you very much, Rich. The guys very much appreciate it. And they're going to chop some steak on that real soon.
Big time.
And
some dick.
Looking ahead to game week 25. Tuesday 30th of January, we got three games, and then the main games are on Wednesday. But a good day on Tuesday. Swansea at home to Arsenal. They just caused an upset against Liverpool. Can they do it against Arsenal? West Ham play Palace in a game we were just talking about there, where with Lanzini and Arnautovic out, maybe Palace could fancy a result there. Huddersfield play Liverpool, where you'd expect Liverpool to win, but they could Liverpool land.
So true.
Wednesday, it's Chelsea at home to Bournemouth. Everton play Leicester. Newcastle play Burnley. Kennedy signed on loan for Newcastle today from Chelsea. So if he starts, he might be an option, something to look at. Southampton at home to Brighton, see if they can end their winless run. City play West Brom. Spurs Man U is the big game at 8 o'clock.
Big one on
Wednesday.
And
then Stoke versus Watford. Watford new manager syndrome. Stoke new manager syndrome. Who knows? He's going to win.
Is that real disease?
Yeah. NMS. it's like MS, but with a, you know, it's fine. So they're the games.
And then, do you know what? I'm still surprised that we're in January. What a fucking long month it's been.
2018's been horrendous.
It has, isn't it?
No, but we are still in January, really. But we are game week 25. That speeds things up a bit. There's only 38 of
them. Absolutely. I think the Swansea-Arsenal game sticks out a little bit
for me. I'm sure it does.
Will the likes of Lacazette, will he start scoring? When he starts scoring now, because he's always had potential. I know he likes a goal at home when we're away against Swansea, but...
I'm scared of away games. Since captaining Salah, I'm now scared of away games, to be honest, a little bit, because I got burned last
week.
Yeah,
do you want to go for Ash's
little... I plummeted down the league. So I don't know. I think there's a few... Everton-Leicester's an interesting game. Leicester, obviously, in quite good nick, but Everton have made some good signings. I still like Tosin. I still like Walcott. But Newcastle-Burnley... it's interesting to see Burnley, obviously a much better side than Newcastle this year, but if Kennedy starts for them, they might have a goal scoring threat. I don't know.
But could anybody score against Burnley?
I know. United only got the one, haven't they? So you're for people like you, Ash, you brought in Aguero last week. Now it's just back into the hilt, isn't it?
Captain. Yeah, yeah.
at home to West Brom's bread and butter, isn't it?
He scored, well, obviously because he scored a hat trick. I don't like that. He's not going to score this week.
Do you know what? He will.
I'm in a bit of a unique predicament. So I've brought in Aguero like that, and I'm looking at that thinking, yeah, I've got to captain him. How can you not, like you just said? But I've also got Kane. Now, how at that price can you not captain Kane? I don't think I will against United.
Yeah.
But do I keep Kane and then maybe not captain him? Because every time he don't fucking score.
That he's got three games that are impossible.
He's not, I mean, don't get me wrong, he could obviously score the winner against United, but he's not scoring three.
No, he's not scoring three. So yeah, that's
now if he scores four, captain, he said he's not going to score three.
Oh, yeah, I didn't lie.
That's Aguero captain jobby straight away, isn't it?
Yeah.
For me. I think if you got Hazard, if you still held on to Hazard, Captain Hazard. That's going
to
be my shout.
That's not a bad shout at all to Captain Hazard. He was phenomenal.
If you still got him, if you didn't get rid of him during his little dry patch.
Actually, a little if you don't have him, but you've got Alonso, cheeky Alonso captain wouldn't be bad this week.
Yeah, might get a little cleany.
I think Hazard's a great shout. I think even though they're away from home, I think Liverpool are going to bounce back quite tremendously from that Swansea result. So, but I'm going to say what we said earlier. My pick's going to be a Palace player. I'm going to back my boy Wilf again.
Wilf,
really?
Big Zaha.
I think West Ham without Arnautovic and Lanzini is a problem.
Still good defensively. That's
a strong shout.
I just think it's a tough week outside of the big boys. It's a tough week because I think Stoke Watford's an interesting one because Watford have been appalling of late, and you'd fancy Stoke.
Yeah, but I've fucking loaded my team with Watford.
But Biram just not a goal scorer, really.
Yeah.
So you'd have to look at the attacking midfielders, Shaqiri, etc. But it's a tough week.
It's a difficult one for the fringe players, isn't it?
It'll be a weird week where the top scorer is James Ward-Prowse at Southampton or something. Do you know what I mean? Someone goes and bags themselves two goals, or it'll be an odd one, I think. But I kind of wish I had Aguero. I'm not going to lie to you.
Are you not going to swap him for Kane?
I don't know. I feel like...
Do it, man. Why would you do it?
Because everyone else has.
Get a bit of money.
Oh, you're not saying
I've got,
it.
I've got both
differential,
fam.
Mate, innit?
Oh,
keeping Kane.
I've got both, fam.
Keeping Mr. Kane.
You are. You guys this week have gone. You've lost touch.
But let us know your team. Obviously, as every week, you can tweet us your team with hashtag balls. A screenshot of your team before the line. For those of you who might not know or listen to the pod for the first time, tweet us your teams, hashtag balls before the deadline. And we'll get your opinion on it.
It's probably been about four seasons since we referenced the whole point of it. Is that... Are you brave enough to text us?
Yeah, true. That's actually...
We started saying it. People were sending us their teams after the deadline. It's like, well, that ain't balls. Where's your balls?
Yeah.
We still now, today, you know, get people tweeting us their teams, you know, just after and going, hashtag balls. That ain't balls.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not balls.
You've got to have the balls to do it before deadline day.
It's if you're brave enough to show your team to the world, bearing in mind they could change it. But it's quite good because everyone starts tweeting you and saying, oh, man, you've still got... Hagazi, a lunatic, and it's quite handy. So the FPL community jumped right on that shit.
Yeah, it's true, actually. I never used to do my team before 3 minutes before the deadline.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that now I've started doing it looking
at my
team.
Tweet fucking balls in.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't be so bad because I can't make any transfers ever.
Yeah.
So it's not as nerve-wracking because I can't change it.
Right. Are you two ready for a quiz?
Tom's having a sneaky look at your phone there.
Yeah, no, you can't be looking at my phone.
No, I wasn't. No.
What's the bloody score? 10-8.
No.
10-6.
11-13.
11-13.
Yeah, 13-11.
I've been away.
Fucking 10-8.
Sorry, mate. That's about how many podcasts I've done. Is it 10 or 8? I can't remember.
It's 13-10 because we were 23 game weeks in last week.
So the format's going to be, I'm going to ask a question. You're both going to jot down an answer on your telephone. On your phone, because I'm here. And it'll be a closest two in this one. So
can I ask just before we start, are you ready for the jingle? Because obviously we have an official Craig's Quiz jingle which we haven't used.
I'm just never here.
Because you're never here.
Oh yeah.
But I've dug it out of the archives.
Play it.
And here it is.
Spin it.
It's Craig's Quiz. It's Craig's Quiz time. It's Craig's Quiz. It's Craig's Quiz time.
It's Craig's Quiz time.
It's Craig's Quiz time.
So,
it is.
It's the January transfer window.
Correct.
There's a lot of talk of money. There's a lot of talk of value.
Yes.
VFM, value for money. And so today's quiz is simple question. What's it worth? What's it worth?
Is that what the quiz is called?
Yeah, what's it worth? What's it worth?
Well, I usually come up with a name that sort of means something, but, you know, like a pun on something.
All right, Worthers Originals.
There you go. That's better.
What's it worth as originals?
That's not bad.
Okay, we'll go to that then. That was all right. Thanks, mate. Colin Worth. I don't think I've got any more. No, that's me. That's right. Worth control! Right, we're in. Okay, so that's
nearly spat lager all over Ash's really, really expensive equipment.
So I'm going to give you a list of things, and you're going to write down what you think the value of that thing is. So it could be, for instance, a can of Kronenbourg lager, and you would say what the cost of that is. Mm. Okay, some of these will be historical. In fact, some, you know, they're all there. You're going to write down, closest one gets a point, and when you move on, okay?
Yeah.
So the first one, nice and easy, it's transfer window related. It was a British transfer fee back in the day, but I want to know, what's it worth? Alan Shearer's move from Blackburn to Newcastle in 1996. What's that worth? So it's all going to be quite quick fire. You're going to write down a fee of how many million pounds you thought that was worth. Have you both got an answer?
I know exactly how much it was.
Ash, what did you write?
14 million.
Tom?
15.
It was 15 million.
I remember.
I didn't know, so I'm quite surprised I closed that.
That's a point to Tom.
Thank you. Remember that. Write that down.
Okay. What's it worth, guys? Question two. The cheapest season ticket at Chelsea Football Club.
Oh, shit the bed.
What is it worth? I want you to write down a number. No. What is it worth? The cheapest season ticket at Chelsea Football Club.
Cheapest? Oh, okay.
So to the nearest pound, the cheapest season ticket at Chelsea. What is it worth? You got a number down?
Yeah.
Tom, what is your... Oh, no, wait. Have you got yours down, Ash?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you got yours down? Tom, what's yours?
500 quid.
Ash?
Oh, wow. He's got loads of... I got 800.
It's £595. It's the cheapest season ticket at Chelsea. So that's Tom's. So that's two to Tom.
Happy days. All right. Hell.
Question three. What's it worth, guys? A burger and fries at the Emirates. How much is a burger?
I've been to the Emirates so many times.
Burger and fries meal deal at the Emirates. He's been to the Emirates as many times as you have, Ash.
No, I've been to the Emirates. I've probably been to the Emirates a dozen times, but I must say that every time I've been, I'm hoping that my dad doesn't reach this.
He's too busy outside buying a half an hour scarf.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll say that. But I haven't been peckish when I've been there.
Burger and fries meal at the Emirates.
Oh, it's going to be...
Okay, so we both got answers?
Yeah.
Ash, what's your answer?
£9.
Ooh, £8.50.
It's £10, so it's very price. It's a point for Ash. Very pricey for a burger meal deal there.
Mental.
For a frozen wrap burger. Okay, so...
No, they're decent burgers. Don't fuck around.
They're not decent burgers. Behave yourself.
All right,
they're not
been,
decent
so,
burgers. Yeah. Football ground burgers. Free range,
quinoa.
Forest Green have gone vegan. Forest Green Rovers.
Oh, and now Craig is now a season ticket holder at Forest Green Rovers.
Seasoned veg ticket. What's it worth? The Green Street DVD trilogy.
Oh!
What is it worth?
Oh!
How much are you paying at the
moment? Did I say that on the proper pod?
For the green screen DVD trilogy.
Green Street.
So that's Green Street. Green Street 2 and Green Street 3. There's a third one.
Yeah, there is. Oh, did we talk about the proper pod, or was it a Patreon exclusive pod where I said that they are the worst films in the world?
Oh, we talk about it a lot.
We do, don't we?
So, the Green Street DVD trilogy, Tom.
I just put one.
Have you written them out?
I'll go on then, yeah.
How much is it?
Oh, £9.99.
Ash?
Well over for 18 quid.
Oh, it's £24.99.
Oh, yes. That is a joke. That is lovely. Fucking joke.
So, we're halfway through the questions and we're two all. Lovely stuff.
So, he's complaining that a multi-million pound film franchise is too expensive, but burger and chips are the Emirates.
A frozen fucking piece of shit in a bun.
Well, one, it's not a frozen piece of shit in a bun, but
just how much did the bun cost to make? How much did the films cost to make?
Well, then films are an excellent fucking
point.
Dog
shit. That's an excellent point. Elijah Wood is a thug, mate.
I will fight anyone who says that they're not.
Even Elijah Wood, he's hard.
Even him.
Right, question five.
Hobbit fuck.
A framed signed photo of Marcin Wazalewski. What's he worth? What's he going for? An authorised trader. So it's not like an eBay auction, it's an authorised trader. You can buy a framed signed photo of Marcin Wazalewski.
My phone can't deal, it hasn't got that many digits.
How many?
Cause a stack overflow.
Now, not what's it worth to you.
What's it selling? Right. Delete all the zeros.
Yeah, exactly.
What's it selling for? A framed signed photo of Marcin Wazalewski. Ash, what have you got?
£299.
Oh, wow. £49.99.
It's £39.99. Yeah, you can buy a framed photo, which makes me wonder why we don't have one of these.
Oh, for signed.
Why do we not have one of these?
It's a framed signed photo.
Yeah. For £39.
We should have one here, shouldn't we?
It is Marcin Wazalewski. We need to get one in here.
Oh,
should
my God. That's where Patreon's
going. Why have we not got one in here? Why have we not got...
I'm doing it
all
tonight.
All of the shirts he's ever worn.
That's happening.
Thank you, Patreons.
Yeah, that's happening. Yeah, thank you. Your money's well spent. Okay, so it's 3-2 to Tom. Question five. Was it worth?
I thought it was worth as originals.
Yeah, sorry.
Did you do that every time?
Worth control. Worth as originals. Worth Western Australia.
Because you're worth it.
That works as well. Not L'Oreal. Should have gone with that. Question five. How much? And what's it worth? is a Spurs logo lace bra. Spurs sell an official lace Spurs bra. Tottenham Hotspur lace bra.
Just the bra?
Just the bra.
Just the bra.
It's a good point, because I've been in Victoria's Secret. We all have. It's very expensive. What's it worth? An official Tottenham Hotspur lace bra.
I'm coming in with very specific...
We went to Ash first prices. Last time, didn't we? So,
yeah.
Ash, you both got an answer?
Yeah.
Tom, what's it worth?
£54.99.
Ash?
£39.
It's £30 on the dot. They went Boots value and rounded up. Why do people do 99s? That's to make it sound cheaper, but Boots and Sainsbury's don't do that shit.
They do.
Yeah, that's, I like it. Okay, there's three all.
Better. Two left. No, this is good. Only two left.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So this one, guys, what's it worth? There's originals.
What is it worth?
This is an official price because it went at auction.
Oh.
Jeff Hurst's 1966 World Cup final shirt.
Fuck.
Oh.
It went at auction in the last 5-6 years. I think it was at Christie's or something like that. What's it worth? What's it bloody worth? Jeff Hurst's 1966 World Cup final shirt as worn by the man himself. What's it bloody worth?
Okay.
We've both got an answer?
I've got one.
We're going to Ash first.
£12,000.
Oh, £14,000.
Oh, fuck.
It was £2.3 million.
Oh!
So, I'm tempted to give neither of you a point for that, but we will give Tom the point.
Oh, come on. That can't
go. Let's just hope Ash gets this one.
Oh, mental.
Really? What kind of weirdo bought that? Spent £2.3 million to have that on his wall.
Yeah.
Unless you're popping it on and like recreating it. Because
you could actually get.
In your garden.
Do you know how many Martin Wazalewski shirts you could get for that?
Exactly.
Photos for that.
Do the maths.
Yeah.
About 2 million.
It's a surprise that the gaffer tapes. Auctioneering podcast never took off. That's the good advice we'd be giving.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's the niche podcast, isn't it?
Ming Dynasty Vars. Yeah, just throw
that's
away.
A niche
the Gaffer Tapes auction podcast.
Not just any kind of auction podcast.
What would it be called? Going Once? Is that what it would be called?
Going Once.
It's a great name.
I'll tell you what, that's why you work in TV, mate.
That is it.
Going Once.
Right. Last question. You need this for the tiebreaker.
You need this for the tie.
So, the price of the brothel / prostitute. That Wayne Rooney visited several times in 2003. What was he paying?
Several times? Was it the old one?
He saw
where
her.
He signed her cast.
He saw her a few times. What was he paying per visit back in 2003, reportedly, according to the Daily Mirror? What was he paying per visit back then, 2003?
2003, I'm trying to think when I was based in Liverpool and getting prostitutes in 2000.
Obviously, the clue is that it's surprisingly unfootballer, this fee. But yeah, what was he paying per visit back then in 2003 for a bit of How's Your Father? Right, we're coming to Tom first, aren't we, this one?
Classic ton. 100 quid, at least.
100 quid.
Oh, I've gone 500.
If you've gone 500, it's £45.
What?
It's £45, which means
Mucky
that
bastard.
Ash isn't the winner, Wayne isn't the winner, the prostitute isn't the winner, but Tom is the winner.
Tom is the winner. Done. Yes.
So it's that. Ooh. It's 13-12, is it?
13-11.
Bloody good year.
I'll tell you what, bringing it. Bringing it.
Do you want the tiebreaker?
Yeah, go for it.
The tiebreaker was, what's it worth? An after-dinner speaking experience with Lee Sharp.
Well, no, I can assume how much we revealed... on the live podcast, how much he wanted to come on.
Yeah, do you know how much that was? What would you reckon?
I would say,
a bit different.
No, what Lee Sharp would get paid.
How much you get paid? I reckon.
To do an after-dinner speaking. Guess. What's it cost to book him?
Five grand.
I said 2.5.
It was £1,999 for Lee for an after-dinner speaking experience.
£1,999. And do you know what? And I'd give him 2 grand. I'd go, give me the fucking penny, you cunt.
Pound.
Where's a fucking penny?
You'd do a pound.
A pound? Give me a fucking pound, you cunt. £1.99. I thought you said £1.99.99.
Don't slag Lee Sharp off.
£1,999.
You know, I met him once.
Yeah.
Did you? No, you're joking.
No, you could get how many Paul Dinanji you could get for that. Not many.
Quite a few.
But yeah, so it's close in the quiz now, isn't it? 13-11.
13-11's quite good.
That
I'm
is
happy
tense.
With that.
Need to write another
that
quiz.
Bad boy back.
God damn
yeah.
it. I'm glad I brought a tiebreaker. We nearly needed it.
Are we gonna Twitch next week, boys? Can we Twitch next week?
Probably not.
Maybe
like,
the week after.
Maybe like 2 weeks.
Couple of weeks.
Virgin,
we'll
so
be back on Twitch. Yeah, we will be back on Twitch in a couple of weeks.
We keep
threatening to do
it.
I keep thinking we're gonna do it. But yeah, we will be back.
But we are going to post some photos of those bloody chopping boards in a minute. So
definitely,
But yeah, try and enjoy the FA Cup weekend. We know it's pretty drab. And then obviously game week 25 starts on the Tuesday and Wednesday game weeks. Tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes with your hashtag balls, your screenshots, your teams, any questions, comments, anything you want. Tweet us. Facebook is facebook.com/thegaffertapes and email us. info@thegaffertapes.com. You can follow us as well. You can follow me @Craig Hazel. You can follow Tom.
at @the_Tom_Holmes.
And you can follow Ash.
At Ash Cansworth.
Oh, yeah. And can I just say, just because I told the producer that I was like a big deal, I'm doing a gig in Windsor.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
February the 9th, I'm hosting. Oh, yeah, you should come down. February the 9th, McDonald's. I'm doing a gig. No, it's not, but it's the McDonald Hotel.
Are you doing the McDonald Hotel?
Yeah, McDonald Hotel. I'm hosting the comedy at the McDonald Hotel opposite like Windsor Castle in Windsor.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
On February the 9th, come down. Really good little lineup. Yeah. And then I'm doing one in Sunbury a couple of months after. But yeah, come down. Just because I went, yeah, don't worry. Won't have a problem selling, mate. Award-winning podcaster. Don't think anyone's bought a ticket yet. But so
get on Tom's Twitter and see.
Please
that.
Do.
And
yeah,
tweet
yeah.
About
get
that.
Involved.
And then obviously tweet us at the Gutters. Most importantly, as well, if you want to be extra special,
yes,
you can be a patron at patreon.com/thegaffertapes. We released a little Patreon.
Oh yeah, we did
little.
Yeah, we got more. We got them lined up, ready to knock out. Yeah.
So thanks to our patrons: Pad, Colin, Adam, James, Elliot, Joe, Frederick, Daniel, Chris, Ash, Stuart, Edward, Hayden, Susan, John, Tom. Mahesh, thank you. Robert, Carmen, Ian, Raphael, Luke, Gare, Jason, Chuck, Heath, James, Martin, Jack, Sam, Oscar, Dan, Sabs, and Johnny. Christ, there's a lot of them. Thank
it
you,
feels
guys.
Like the Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah,
it's
we're gonna die.
You didn't start
the fire. That's what it felt like. But yeah, thank you very much. And you can become an official Gafferazzi by donating at patreon.com. But most importantly, just follow at the Gaffer Tapes on Twitter and show us your FBL teams and join the league. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back next week with all your usual stuff.
Yes.
We hope you have a great game week. In the meantime, thank you very much for listening and goodbye.